Good morning, everybody. David Lasondak here on the third day of the Fascia Research Congress for 2022, the sixth international one. And it reminded of something Tom Finley said to me in Vancouver in 2012, before the third international Fascia Read Congress, when he said, you know, we're getting ready to go to the third, and I feel like I really only understand about half of what happened at the first two. Well, I kind of feel that way after the first 2 days here at the sixth Fascia Research Congress. So, couple of big takeaways I want to share with you before I get down there and glean the latest from today's. And the first one involved a really interesting study presented at one of the parallel sessions on myofascial tissues and stiffness. And they took measurements on the trapezius and the erector spinae muscles, and they found an increased stiffness in those areas in people with depression. Also, and a little surprising, they found reduced elastic recoil. That was kind of surprising, because usually the tighter something is, the more bounce it has, the more elastic recoil it has. So that's a very peculiar finding. So we have a few questions about this. Is the stiffness the fascial fibers or the muscle fibers? Is the stiffness have anything to do with the head forward posture that happens with depressed people? And that wasn't measured for. And also, is that reduced elastic recoil related to some kind of tissue inflammation? But it is interesting overall to see this pattern of increased stiffness with depression. The other really big one that I want to share with you came from Peter Friedel, and he showed us incredible evidence that when you're working with people with cancer, when you're working with people with active tumors, that massage, compression, whatever you want to call it, in those areas will cause the tumors to migrate further and faster than if left on their own. So that's always been one of those questions that hangs out there, is should we or shouldn't we? And I think pretty much Peter said, no, I don't think we should. And here's my evidence, and here's some films showing it happen in real time, using all the cellular imaging techniques that he has at his disposal. So that was kind of a big mind blower, confirmer for a lot of people. And I wanted to be sure to pass that on today. It is about 8:15, and Stu McGill is going to come on here in about 15 more minutes. And I got to get my brain and my butt down there so I can listen to what he has to say and get back to you later. This is David Lasondak live from Body Talk, for Body Talk, from the 2022 Sixth International Fascia Research Congress here in Montreal. See you next time. And remember, take care of yourself, because you're the only you have.